It's a full college slate, and we are breaking them down tonight with Rob Rang right here on Locked On NFL Draft. Let's go.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, sir. We are a 100% full-on inclusive show here on Locked On NFL Draft because, you know, my guys, Eric Crocker, former NFL AFL defensive back, at Eric_Crocker on Twitter. You know Ryan Tracy. Ryan, show the Jayhawk gear. Show it. Show it. There you go. Ryan Tracy, at Ryan Tracy NFL from Rogue Analytics. But we are inclusive. We bring in everybody. I'm John Harris, the host, footballtakeover.com. I almost forgot my own website, owner-operator of that. And also do some stuff with the Texans. But NFL draft analyst from Fox Sports, a guy that I go way back with, Rob Rang joins us. Rob, glad to have you with the group, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, John. It's good to see you, but it's been a long time. I'm used to seeing you at the Senior Bowl, at the NFL Combine. It's good to see you here virtually as well, sir.
Absolutely, and we appreciate you making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen of today. And it's a crossover Thursday. It's presented by our friends at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is so much fun and easy to play. No competing with other players, just you versus the projections, and it's easy to play. No competing with other players. Pick 2 to 5 guys, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. It can literally take 60 seconds to enter. That easy. We love Prize Picks, and we know you will too. First time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. And I know the guys over at Prize Picks and anybody with the Prize Picks app is going to be dialed into games this weekend. And the first one we want to hit, Ryan, show them again. Show them again. That's right. Kansas Jayhawks. College game day showing up. TCU is showing up. Two teams are undefeated. This is supposed to be Alabama and A&M's weekend, and A&M just plays horribly. So they get no love this weekend. It's TCU at Kansas. Rob, what are we looking for in this TCU-Kansas game? There are probably more prospects here than maybe people know about, but give us your thoughts about what TCU and Kansas we should be looking for.
Well, I think if you're going to give me the mic right off the bat, sir, then I'm just going to mention the low-hanging fruit here. I think if you're looking at the Kansas Jayhawks, you got to start the conversation with the quarterback, Jalen Daniels. He's been absolutely spectacular. I mean, when we talk about dual-threat quarterbacks, this guy absolutely is that. His touch, his quick release, and certainly his athletic ability. One interception, I believe it's 10 touchdowns through the air, another 5 on the ground. Just absolutely dynamic player. I understand why ESPN is going to have game day there. At the same time, the game is going to be televised on FS1. So thank you for the solid there, ESPN.
I think we got Rob frozen. As Rob is frozen, I know Ryan Tracy, you're excited about what the Jayhawks are doing. And do you agree? Jalen Daniels, dual threat quarterback, did the greatest game last week. Do you think he bounces back against TCU?
I think he does. I think he's a creator. I think as the level of competition goes up within competitive teams within the Big 12, I know we're not huge on their defenses, but I think he can raise his game. And I think Rob's got a good point, but he's not the only prospect in this ballgame. He's just at the top of the list.
Rob, from the TCU side, I got a bunch of wide receivers that can go get it. Which wide receivers intrigue you the most and which players intrigue you the most on the TCU side?
Oh, there's all kinds of receivers, as you mentioned. But to me, again, I'm going to stick with that low-hanging fruit, and it's the cornerback, Trevius Hodges-Tomlinson. Those who are familiar with the TCU Horned Frogs are going to know some of those other players. But, again, they also know that Tomlinson last name. This is the nephew of the great LaDainian Tomlinson. And when you watch this kid on tape, you can see that the athletic apple did not fall far from the tree. He doesn't have elite size. He's been listed at TCU at 5'9", 180 pounds. And when you watch him on tape again, I don't know that he's even that. But my goodness, is he quick. He explodes to the football. He's physical. He's got good ball skills. I think that Jalen Daniels, as I mentioned before, for Kansas, what a dual threat that he is the back position. Still, he would be wise to try to avoid the area of the field that Hodges Tomlinson is going to be manning. At the same time, again, at that 5'9", 180 pounds, one of the things I've been most impressed with Daniels so far is his willingness to throw the ball over the top and allow his Kansas receivers to go up and get the football. When you're 5'9", 180 pounds, there's an awful lot of room there for those Kansas receivers to be able to operate. So to me, I know it's not a classic one-on-one matchup, but those are the two guys who I am very curious to see how they battle moving forward.
Croc, how afraid of you if you're a GM? Are you afraid at all of short corners or having short corners? I mean, obviously, if you've got a guy that can move and can be quick, you can put him in the slot, et cetera. But as a GM, do you avoid short corners, or does it matter just based on that guy can play? I don't care if he's 5'9 or 6'9.
Yeah, I mean, my thing that my philosophy I like to go off of is if a guy can cover, he can cover. So if you're 5'9, 180 pounds, but you have, you know, you're very quick footed, you have really good hips, your change of direction is terrific, we'll find a place for you on the field. Now, I think that all sizes can play outside. We're talking about TCU right now, and there's a player on the 49ers who is really good at TCU, goes by the name of Jason Verrett. He's a guy who's about 5'9", 5'10", not the biggest of guys, but he could play on the outside just as well as anyone in his prime before he was getting all banged up. So, yeah, definitely, if you're 5'9", 5'10", but you have sticky man cover skills, I don't mind if you're not 6'1", 6'2". Matter of fact, I think it's easier for those smaller guys to match the movement skills, match and mirror the movement skills of those bigger receivers.
Yeah, no doubt. That's going to be a fun one. TCU Kansas, it is the game of the weekend. And who had that going into the 2022 NFL or the college season? My goodness. When we get back, there's a game down in Death Valley. You have to figure out whether that's Clemson or LSU. It's LSU because Clemson's on the road. So Tennessee's taking on LSU. We'll talk about that one next. We got to talk about Elias Game Plan app. Now, every single weekend, without fail, something happens in the NFL game that I'm calling, and without fail, one of the three of us says, hey, is that a record? Does that qualify? Has that ever happened before? And somebody says, hey, go call up Elias. Well, what if you could have Elias Sports Bureau in your pocket, basically? Well, that's what Elias Game Plan is. It's a sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, and it gives you all the accurate information before, well, maybe placing a bet or locking in your fantasy lineup. You have that app with you, and you are all set. Now, we use it for our broadcast. You can use it for whatever reason you want, and you can always have a little did you know right there with Elias Game Plan app. Take this NFL season to the next level and download the Elias Game Plan app today. Choose from three game plans when you subscribe, weekly, monthly, or annual. But I can get you 25% off your first month when you choose the monthly subscription. So you do a month, 25% off. You just got to use the promo code LockedOnNFL25. That's LockedOnNFL25. Find the Elias Game Plan Sports betting in the App Store or Play Store, Google Play Store today. Use my promo code LockedOnNFL25. It's the Elias Game Plan Sports app. Get it today. Appreciate you guys for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen every day. Now, make sure you check out NFL Key Predictions every Friday on Locked On NFL. Locked On's local experts give you the inside scoop on the five biggest games of the NFL weekend, including Sunday and Monday Night Football, plus betting advice from the field's leading experts, BetOnline. Follow NFL Key Predictions every Friday on Locked On NFL, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. And welcome back to the show, Ryan, Eric, me, John Harris, and also our guest, NFL draft analyst from Fox Sports and an old pal, Rob Rang. Rob, we did a little Big 12 in the first one talking TCU, Kansas. Tennessee and LSU, quietly LSU, 4-1 on the year. If they wouldn't have botched that game to Florida State, you could talk about LSU being 5-0. I don't know if they deserve it, but LSU 4-1, Tennessee 5-0. Tennessee at LSU, you got Hendon Hooker, you got B.J. Ojulari. Which itch do you want to scratch first, Rob Rang? Tennessee's quarterback or LSU's edge rusher?
Well, I think you got to start off with Tennessee's quarterback. I mean, we know that quarterbacks are the, you know, all the rage. They are the most important player in all of team sports. And Hendon Hooker, I think that it's been, you know, kind of criminally underrated at this point. I mean, this is a guy who's got a, you know, 61 to 10 career touchdown to interception ratio. I mean, his first season at Tennessee a year ago, I mean, I think it was 31 touchdowns against just three picks. I mean, that's ridiculous numbers against the SEC. And then he was pretty darn good at Virginia Tech, of course, as well. I see a quarterback who maybe isn't quite the elite runner that some of the other dual threat quarterbacks are, but he's smart with the football. He does make decisive quick decisions, and I see the accuracy that I'm looking for a big-time quarterback. I thought that he was a first-round quarterback coming into this NFL season, or this college football season, excuse me, and I have seen nothing to suggest that that should change. I mean, this is a guy who, again, I mean, there's no question about it. The Josh Heupel, the former Heisman Trophy Award winner, of course, Josh Heupel is the head coach of Tennessee. There is no doubt about that his system has helped Hendon Hooker. But at the same time, the decision-making, the accuracy, the poise in the pocket, one of the things I like most about him, he's got what I like to call quiet feet. When he has a clean pocket, he doesn't scramble. He keeps his feet solid. He makes a decision. He throws good, accurate footballs. It's very, very rare that I see a pass from Hendon Hooker that I think is, well, that was just a misfire there. And I've seen an awful lot of quarterbacks, so have you, John, going to the Senior Bowl where their guys there, hey, they have all the arm strength in the world. They've got a great completion percentage against weak competition. When you have been a star against two different levels of top competition, and the tape matches all of those statistics, then that equates to a first, second round pick. And that's exactly why I think Hendon Hooker is. I'm really excited to see how he is able to handle the pressure of Death Valley, because it is no joke, of course, going into LSU, especially with the pass rush and the fact that they have five defensive backs, five that are on the Senior Bowl watch list. So to me, this is the matchup that we've been waiting for Hendon Hooker.
You no think doubt. That he would get more love after the Florida game, throwing for 350 yards, running for over 100 yards. That was his biggest game. And, I mean, and you talked about the efficiency and not missing on passes. He completed almost 80% of his passes in the game, where every play was big time, and it meant a lot in that game. Those quarterbacks, they were dueling it out in that game. So not a whole lot of chatter about what Hendon Hooker is doing, even though at Tennessee, he's kind of carrying this roster right now.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. I think one of the things that I will have an eye on, we always talk about quarterbacks with adversity, right? How do they deal with adversity? And I think throughout Hendon Hooker's career, you know, at Virginia Tech, you know, they kind of pushed him to the side. You know, it was more Burmeister they were going with. And so he's like, all right, I'll transfer to Tennessee. And then Tennessee had Joe Milton come from Michigan. And it was finally Hooker got that job and took it over. But all of a sudden, things are running real smooth, until you lose a potential first-round wide receiver in Cedric Tillman. Josh Heupel said that Cedric Tillman, who I love, had surgery on his ankle this week. Now, he didn't rule him out for the LSU game, which I'm like, wait a second, he had surgery. How is he not going to play? How is he going to play against LSU? I don't know how he's going to pull that off. But he's not lacking for weapons. And I think one of the biggest secrets about Tennessee is Jalin Hyatt, number 11. This guy might be the fastest receiver I've seen throughout the season. I don't know. I mean, Charlie Jones of Purdue is right up there with him. But I saw this guy catch the ball the first time. I thought, that's not Cedric Tillman. Who is that? Because that guy looks like Willie Gault. And that dude can absolutely fly. So I'm looking to him have a big ball game. B.J. Ojulari is going to be the one LSU defender. I don't know if he can wreck the game, Rob, but he can make it very, very uncomfortable for Hendon Hooker on Saturday. Your thoughts?
Oh, absolute dynamic talent. I mean, again, LSU with the secondary play that they have, the crowd noise that they have, and, you know, and then with Ojulari as the edge rusher that he is, you know, Tennessee, of course, lost some offensive linemen this past year. And so I really think that that is going to be an interesting matchup. Again, one of the things I've been most excited about with Hooker has been his poise. And so I think that it is very much going to be tested in this game. So again, all year long, this is the game that I've really excited. I mean, sure, if they get the SEC championship game, you know, you want to see them against Alabama, et cetera, of course, the you know, it's going to just be that much more difficult as the season goes on. one. But in terms of an early October football game, this is the one that I want to see for a senior quarterback that, as you guys mentioned before, and Croc mentioned that, you know, he's getting pretty much overlooked by a lot of people. Everybody is hyping up some of the other quarterbacks who have shown a greater arm or whatever. In terms of just consistency throughout his entire career, then Hooker has been it. I wonder if Hooker's name was maybe something as smooth as John Harris or Eric Crocker or Ryan Tracy, that we might all be talking about him as a first round pick. The fact that his name is Hendon Hooker, I almost wonder if that's the reason why people are kind of laughing him off, because there is no doubt that the tape speaks for itself. He has been a really good football player for a really long time.
Well, there are going to be some NFL cities where Hendon Hooker is going to fit right in. I'll just say that at some point. But I agree with you. When Eric and I did our top five quarterbacks together, our consensus locked on NFL draft, we had him at number five. And we probably could argue to put him a little bit higher, but felt good with him at number five right now with the quarterbacks that are out there. This is going to be a whale of a class. There's no question. There are two of them that hardly anybody is talking about, but we need a little Pac-12 California love on the other side as we talk Utah and UCLA. But first, I got to help you out if you own a business. Because if you own a business, you got to have good people around you. And that's hard. You never know what you're going to get. And where do you go to find people that you can trust? Well, how about LinkedIn Jobs? These days, every new potential hire, it's a bet. And you don't want to be like Eric making a bet on Washington against UCLA. You want 100% assurance that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the right people for your team faster and for free. That's fantastic. All you got to do is add the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. Spread the word that you're hiring. It's like, you know, hot donuts now. It's like, we're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire, and you hire them, and away you go making $1 billion, hiring Rob Rang and all of us to work for you. That's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnNFL. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, we had this conversation earlier in the week about Utah and UCLA, Pac-12 not getting enough love. Well, we're going to give it love. Utah, UCLA. Croc, I know you brought this game up. We were talking about it. Cam Rising, DTR. I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is my favorite game of the weekend.
I think that people aren't staying up late enough at night to watch the Pac-12 and what's going on there. And if you did last week, I know we watched Penix and people have been really high on him, but I thought he had a bad game. But on the other side of the field, you had DTR and he had a terrific game. And not only did DTR have a terrific game, he's showing everything that you want to see. He has a necessary arm strength. He definitely has more than enough mobility. He has the playmaking. He plays with the swagger. I saw him post a picture basically saying that he's Washington's daddy. I mean, he's jumping over players. And then you look at some of these receivers over here that they have. We talked about Bobo and a 6'5", 215-pound receiver who's averaging over 17 yards per reception. Zach Charbonnet in the backfield at UCLA. They are undefeated. Why are we not talking about what Chip Kelly has done at UCLA? Because for the first couple years, he was kind of a laughingstock. People were like, oh, is he going to get fired? Is he going to make it? And it's hard to make it at UCLA. You know, the academic restriction, I don't even want to say restrictions, but what they ask of you as it pertains to academics is much higher than some of the other schools in the Pac-12. So it takes a lot to get in there. Have to have a certain type of prospect. They're doing great with what they're getting in there right now. And don't think they're being talked about enough. I got to hold it down for the West Coast, man.
I know you do. Ryan Tracy, Utah, often forgotten about, but one of the best coach teams in the NFL or in college football. They send players to the NFL regularly, and their tight end room is one of the best in college football. I mean, top to bottom. Do they have a shot going to UCLA in the Rose Bowl? Last time they were there, they had a shootout with Ohio State. Cam Rising, the quarterback, that tight end room. What are your thoughts about Utah taking on UCLA?
Do they have a shot? I mean, anytime you walk on the field, you got a shot. But I think Rising increases that. I'm a Rising fan. Is he inconsistent? Yes. You got to question a little bit of what he's going to give you each week, but he has it in him to do. And I think he's one of those guys that rises to the occasion. I think he's going to have to as well, because if I'm Kareem Reed and I have to go try and bring down Zach Charbonnet all day long, at 6'2", 225, I have trouble with that. Good player, really difficult matchup. So I feel like they're going to be able to roll. It's going to help DTR get on a roll. And that's going to bring it back to Rising. And have to keep moving with his legs. I hope he doesn't over-scramble, but I do think he is going to be the catalyst. It's the only chance that they have. If he gets shut down and can't get out of the pocket at all to make anything happen, they're in trouble.
It just hit me. Cam Rising is Gardner Minshew. Oof. That's who Cam Rising is. I just came up with that comp. Rob Rang, Utah, UCLA. There are big-time prospects on each side. Utah's tight end room. You got Clark Phillips at corner for Utah. UCLA with DTR. Eric mentioned Jake Bobo, the wide receiver at 6'4", 215. There's some prospects out in the Pac-12 in this one. What do you think about Utah-UCLA, Rob?
There really are a lot of prospects here. And you mentioned Kyle Whittingham, Utah Utes. I mean, that's the Pac-12 defending champions, and I think they're the best team in the Pac-12 right now. With all due respect to the undefeated UCLA Bruins, as you mentioned.
And the undefeated USC
Eric
Trojans.
Shout out for
and the undefeated Trojans. Kansas Jayhawks.
No question about it. I mean, USC is so gifted. But again, I want to see the physicality that Utah brings day in and day out. Now, obviously, they had they got beat in the opener because they went on the road against the SEC team. And that's what happens when Pac-12 teams go on the road against SEC teams.
Okay, now we have to have a discussion. Because it came down to a bad throw at the very end of the game from Cameron Rising. I don't know who he was throwing to. He kind of panicked and froze up in the moment, but it was a good game, though. It was a good game. Then he gets steamrolled.
No, exactly. And that would be my point, is that Oregon, who a lot of people have bandied about as being one of the tougher and bigger, more physical teams in the Pac-12, obviously they got thumped against the defending national champion Georgia Bulldogs in week one. Utah is a good football team. And kind of going back to John's point before about how they basically produce NFL talent, you know, almost regardless of the position. I wrote an article about it a couple of years ago. It's Utah, it's Ohio State, it's Alabama. Those are three of the only teams that basically have had a player drafted at every single position on the football field. So that is a testament to Kyle Whittingham and his ability to recruit and develop talent, because I don't think a lot of people would think about the Utah Utes being in the class with Ohio State and Alabama in terms of producing NFL prospects at every single position, including on special teams. But we talked a little bit about the quarterbacks here, and there's no doubt about it. Cam Rising, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, they're spectacular talents. Ryan mentioned Zach Charbonnet, and I'm going to mention Tavion Thomas as well for Utah. I mean, this is a 6'2", 230-pounder that will absolutely put people on their backside as well. UCLA was the bigger, more physical, nastier team against University of Washington. It's not all about the quarterbacks. You're right. Michael Penix did not play as well. But at the same time, UCLA just beat UW where they thought that the Huskies thought that they would be able to win, just being physical, being aggressive. And so tip of the cap to Chip Kelly. But I really think that a big part of this game is going to wind up being who wins the running back battle, who runs for the most yards. And Zach Charbonnet is a dynamic talent. Tavion Thomas is the guy that will put people on their backside again because of his size, because of his ability to run downhill, and because, frankly, I think that Utah is bigger and stronger at the point of attack on both the offense and defensive lines. That's why I'm going with Utah Utes here, and Tavion Thomas having a little bit of a splashy performance. We'll see what Cam Rising can live up to all this hype. But I never guarantee you that Thomas will against the Pac-12 competition.
All right, watch me stick up for the Pac-12, Eric Crocker. I think this could be one of the more physical football games of the weekend. And what is that said about the Pac-12? I mean, that's not always said about the Pac-12, but I got a feeling this will be a very, very physical game in the Rose Bowl. Last year, Utah went toe-to-toe with a physical team in Ohio State. They're going to have to against UCLA. Who's going to want to pound Zach Charbonnet and run DTR and then let DTR throw it all over the Rose Bowl? That's going to be a very, very intriguing game with a ton of prospects. So many of them in that ballgame. Might be more in that game than a lot of other games. A lot of the main games, and maybe even the other two that we talked about, Utah, UCLA, Tennessee, LSU, and, of course, TCU at Kansas. Those three big games, tons of prospects to watch. You are going to have a football orgasm this weekend watching those games. I can say that, right, because I put football in front of it. Watching these games, watching these prospects, and we'll break it all down here on Locked On NFL Draft. For Eric, for Ryan, for my man Rob Rang, NFL Draft Analyst from Fox Sports, I am John Harris, and we want to thank you for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen every day. Now make your second listen to Peacock and Williamson NFL Show. Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson give you the expert NFL analysis in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. And we're free right here on Locked On NFL Draft. For the boys, I'm John. We'll see you next time. Let's go!